Hi, this is Bill Meyer, and thanks for listening to this highlight from Dr. Bill Meyer Live. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or hear more highlights from our recent shows, just go to my show page at myfaithradio.com. In your article, you say, if we distort the nature of animals by giving them human attributes, then we do not love animals for what they actually are. And then you go on to say that the flip side of that, of anthropomorphizing animals, is viewing them as lesser creatures that are ours to overpower and dominate. Can you unpack those statements for us?
Sure. I mean, as I mentioned, I am a great animal lover, but nothing annoys me more than a romantic or sentimental animal lover who knows nothing about animals and who loves some sort of fantasy of an animal. If you're around animals and spend time with them, then you know their strengths, you know their limitations, you understand their nature. And really, it extends beyond animals. It really extends to people. The purest kind of love that we can have for an animal or another person is to love who they really are and not what we project onto them. We're so good at doing that, aren't we? Projecting onto people and to animals and not accepting and loving for who or what they are. So animals are animals. They're not made in God's image. The Bible is clear about their place in the order of creation. But since the modern age, since the age of enlightenment, we have tended as the human race to treat animals more like machines, more like things for us to dominate and exploit and not the living creatures that they are. That's why I think an incident like this with the zoo can help us as Christians to think through. We can't just simply take for granted the way that we treat animals today, because we've always done it that way, because we haven't always done it that way. The way that we treat animals is very much a reflection of our current worldview. In ancient times, animals were part of the family. They were kept in houses and huts because they were part of the, because lives depended on the health and welfare of animals. And then in the modern age, animals became basically machines that were, I mean, Descartes talks about cutting animals open and hearing their cries were simply the squeaking of the machine, because of animals as machines. Yeah. And so we still have the lingering effects of that worldview about animals. And so we can't just take for granted the status quo. We really have to go back to the Bible, go back to theology, and think about how God views animals and what our role in the order of creation is in relation to him, based on his plan, not ours.
Thanks for listening to this podcast of Dr. Bill Meyer Live. For more information about the podcast, you can visit our show page at myfaithradio.com.